You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Stanislav Shekshnia, a professor at INSEAD, a senior partner at Ward Howell International. His research concentrates on leadership and governance in emerging markets and organizations. He is also the co-author of the new book, Athletic CEOs, Leadership in Turbulent Times. Mr. Shekshnia, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be with you today.
Yeah, it's great to have you with us and really appreciate your time as well. So for starters, Mr. Shekshnia, what are the similarities between athletes and CEOs? I'd like to hear your take on that.
Well, we look at CEOs who operate in a specific environment. We do not claim that our research describes every CEO. We look at the CEOs who operate in a turbulent environment, in the environment where things become obsolete pretty quickly, but the high level of uncertainty. And that is very similar to environment or context in which the top-performing athletes operate. They operate in a very competitive environment with high level of turbulence. They are in the center of the stage, in the center of attention. At the same time, they have a lot of support. They have coaches, they have dietologists, they have people who look after their physical form. CEOs, as the CEOs at who we look, are very similar in the same way. And then we've done a little bit more of research, and we uncovered what I think is more interesting and more fundamental. Like top-performing athletes, CEOs who are successful in this environment have mental toughness. It's a characteristic of personality which combines very high level of ambition, passion for what you do, high level of focus, your ability to persevere in very unfriendly environment, mercilessness to yourself and to your competitors. This turned out to be one of the two fundamental features of the CEOs who are effective in the turbulent context.
Also, how are athletic leaders more flexible in terms of how they lead?
That's a second fundamental feature of athletic CEOs. They combine, actually, it's a not highly probable combination. On the one hand, they're mentally tough, but on the other hand, we found that they are mentally adaptable. What does it mean to be mentally adaptable? It means that they are constantly looking to update their knowledge base. They change their mental models, and as a result of those of the changing mental models, they also constantly update their view of the business. They change the course of the organization, and they change the way they lead.
Now, you write that athletic CEOs don't lead by the book and often do things that seem against conventional wisdom. Can you give us some examples here?
One of the pieces of conventional wisdom about leadership today is that you need to provide constructive, supportive feedback to your employees on a regular basis. That's clearly not how the athletic CEOs lead. You very rarely hear praise from them. And that was, of course, quite an intriguing finding. How do you keep employees engaged and motivated if you don't provide positive feedback? And we found that athletic CEOs compensate this by a number of things. First, they give employees a lot of autonomy to perform. So if you perform well, you get more and more autonomy. We call it a slack row leadership practice. Second, there is this silent recognition. If you do good, you know that you don't get criticism, and you know that you get promoted, you get your bonuses, you are appreciated without the CEO expressing this on a constant basis.
And thanks for sharing some of those examples today. We're joined by Mr. Stanislav Shekshenia, a professor of INSEAD and senior partner at Ward Howell International. He's the co-author of the new book, Athletic CEOs, Leadership in Turbulent Times, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what are some athletic CEO practices that small and medium-sized businesses can adopt?
We have identified five meta practices. By meta practices, we mean the behavior strategies of getting their leadership agenda realized. I think most of them are relevant, but I will probably speak about three practices. The first practice, I think, is very relevant to small and medium-sized enterprises who operate in a constantly changing environment. And this is the meta practice of pragmatic exploration. What it means that the athletic CEOs are constantly looking for new information, new knowledge, new ways of doing things. But this is not the scientific exploration, this is a pragmatic exploration. We call it a pragmatic exploration because these people are trying to answer very specific questions. How could I make my business better? And they get this new information, new ideas, new knowledge from 360 degrees. They talk to industry peers, they read books, they attend the conferences, but most importantly, they source information and data within their organization. We've identified their strategy, which we called going deep, going down, which means that from time to time, they go very deep into the organization. They do this, what we often call the deep dive, talk to people on the front line and learn from them. They also do spend time with customers. They do it on a constant basis. For example, CEO of Sberbank, the largest bank in Eastern Europe, German Graf, he introduced a system which they called Gemba, and he wants all his senior executives to spend one day in the bank branch serving customers, and he does it himself. The second meta practice, which I think is very relevant, is the practice of navigating toward the moving target. What it means that for athletic CEOs, at every moment of time, the business for their the vision for their organization is crystal clear, and they continuously communicate this vision to the organization, just like any CEO. But in addition to that, every day they question their vision and they ask themselves a question: is it still relevant? Is it still something that will create value for the organization? And if it's not, they're not afraid to change the vision, to update it, and to communicate it back to the organization. The third practice, which we find was commonly used by the athletic CEOs, is a practice which we call the slack rope. The slack rope is their approach to managing people. And most of the companies that we studied are companies that had some, I would say, sort of the medium level of development of human capital, which I think in most cases is the situation for small and medium businesses. And that's why this practice, I think, is very relevant. It has a number of elements. The first one, you start by paying a lot of attention to employee performance, creating not that much autonomy for performance, and setting very tight and very short-term goals. And then the leader evaluates performance and sees if the employee performs. And as soon as the employee begins to perform, the level of autonomy, the scope, the frame in which employer operates becomes bigger and bigger. Yet the CEO keeps an eye on this employee all the time. And when she or he sees the negative variances, he pulls the rope back and reduces the level of autonomy.
A thorough response and some good coverage there. Now, how does an athletic mindset help you lead others and build better teams?
Well, I think athletic mindset helps you to lead yourself. This is a very important element of leading others and building effective organization. As you improve yourself on a constant basis, that creates an example for other people in the organization. We even said that after running an organization for 5 to 7 years, athletic CEO makes it into athletic organization, which means the organization itself and key people in this organization develop the features, the characteristics of athletic CEOs. They become mentally tough. At the same time, they become mentally adaptable. They learn continuously. They set very ambitious targets. they stay focused. They pay little attention to the obstacles. They come from outside. They become very passionate about what they do, and this combination makes them very competitive and makes them successful.
Certainly have appreciated your visit with us here today, covering leadership in turbulent times via your book, Athletic CEOs. Where can listeners get all the details and be in touch accordingly?
The book is available on Amazon.com. If the listeners are interested in additional information about the book and my recent work, you can go to the INSEAD Knowledge Portal, which is INSEAD Knowledge, and you can find some more publications on the subject and about myself.
Sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Shekshinia, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best and have a great day.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Stanislav Shekshinia, a professor at INSEAD and senior partner at Ward Howell International. He's also the co-author of the new book, Athletic CEOs, Leadership in Turbulent Times. This book can be purchased via Amazon.com. And for further details on Mr. Shekshinia, visit INSEAD.edu. All links will be provided within the show notes attached to this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.